Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Linda Wilchinski, who is a great star of Northwest Indiana stages. Linda, you have been performing for how long?
I did my first community theater show in 1982, so this year is 35 years.
Wow. Well, congratulations on your milestone.
Thank you.
I know you played a lot of wonderful parts over the years, and now you're embarking on a really interesting, and it's original show, about Vivian Leigh.
Yes.
Scarlett O'Hara.
Yes. It's a fascinating piece that I had actually never heard of before until Jeff Casey from The Toll approached me about it. Mm-hmm. And the minute I read it, I sent him a text and I said, well, it scares me. And he said, and I said, and of course I want to do it.
Of course.
Of course.
Well, she had such an interesting life because she was a great star in England, and then she got that coveted role,
yes,
of Scarlett O'Hara. How did she ever get it? I mean, that's an
well,
amazing
she
story
worked.
In itself.
She worked really hard at getting it because they had actually auditioned other big Hollywood stars right. for the role for over 2 years, and David Selznick just couldn't make up his mind. She, from England, had actually sent pictures she had taken mm-hmm. of herself dressed as Scarlett and clips from some of her movies in England, and he rejected her. He said mm-hmm. no. Mm-hmm. So she pushed Laurence Olivier to come to Hollywood because she knew if he came to Hollywood, she could get to Hollywood and she might be able to wiggle her way in. Mm-hmm. Well, she fortunately also knew that Laurence Olivier's Hollywood agent was David Selznick's brother, Myron.
Oh.
So she had dinner with him one night, and he said, you want to go to a fire? And, well, that fire was them burning Atlanta because they had to burn Atlanta. They had to burn all the sets at Selznick's studio to make room to build all the sets for Gone with the Wind.
I see.
So they did that before anyone else was cast.
Yeah.
So she was there that night, and David Selznick saw her and said, yep, you're it.
And it's unthinkable, that movie, without her.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So and she won the Academy Award.
She did.
And she won another one 10 years later.
She won for A Streetcar Named Desire, right. Blanche DuBois.
Blanche DuBois being a kind of faded Scarlett O'Hara.
Yes, very, very much so. She would fight you on that, though. She felt that they were very different, but a lot of people viewed them as the before and after.
The before and after, right. Well, this is what happens when you piss off your man. And he...
That's right. That's right.
Oh, I hope I can say that on public radio. Well, in any event. So the show is a one act.
Yes, it is. It runs an hour and a half. Just me from
just
the second
you.
I walk on. No scene changes, no blackouts, no musical interludes. It's me and the audience for 90 minutes.
And she did go batty late in her life.
She was actually bipolar.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, they didn't call it that. They called it manic depressive.
Mm-hmm.
But she was bipolar. She actually fought that throughout her life. It got increasingly worse as mm-hmm. she got older. And sadly, she passed away at 53 years old.
Yeah.
From
young.
Tuberculosis.
But she was great up until, what is that? The Roman Spring of Mrs. Stone.
Yes.
I love that
mm-hmm.
movie too. And also by Tennessee Williams, isn't
yes.
it?
Yes. And she continued working yeah. up until the end. She did more stage work toward the end than film work, but she continued working until she passed away.
So her illness was pretty much controlled by medication?
The tuberculosis?
No,
or
the bipolar.
No, bipolar. They really didn't have medications
oh,
then
I see.
For it. She went through electric shock therapy.
Oh, Lord. Well, and so she was married to Laurence Olivier.
She was. That was her second husband.
Yeah, the first one being, I can't remember.
Lee Holman.
Never heard of him.
And she, well, you have because she didn't like the last name Holman as a stage name, so she took his first name as her last name, and that's how she became Vivian Leigh.
Oh, fancy that. She was such an elegant lady in real life. As you know, when you would see her in a press conference or something late, in that wonderful movie about was it 2 weeks with Marilyn, about the filming of the Prince and
oh,
the
mm-hmm.
The one with Laurence Olivier
yes.
and Marilyn Monroe,
yes,
and the actress playing Vivian Leigh there is, I thought, really captured her elegance
mm-hmm.
and you know, at that time. So what age are you in this role?
Well, multiple ages, ultimately. The base of the show is based on when she's 53, right before her death. Mm-hmm. But throughout, there are flashbacks of mm-hmm. sorts when she's recalling things from the past. So mm-hmm. I'll be 53 one moment, and then I'm 18-year-old Vivian. Oh, cool. And then I'm 53 again, and I'm 26-year-old Vivian. So you get to see her at a lot of different times throughout her life.
Do you get to be Scarlett?
I do get to be Scarlett.
That's worth the price of admission. Okay. So it runs 3 weekends.
3 weekends, opening May 5th. Okay. It runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Sundays are matinees at 2 o'clock. The second Sunday, which is Mother's Day, there is no matinee, but there is a Thursday performance on May 11th that
cool.
week
May
to make
11th.
Up for it.
That's when I'm coming. Mm-hmm. All right. Good. Well, I'm so glad to hear about the play, and I'm so glad you're starring in it.
Thank
That's
you.
Fantastic,
thank
Linda.
You very much. Thank you for having me.
And thank you. And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.